And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all are talking about this show. This show goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that lovely little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And then there's just the radio. That's just radio. And then all of a sudden we got all these people out there live streaming. All y'all live streaming from the whole wide world, going to the World Wide Web. Places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then, yeah, all you podcasters too who catch it after the fact. Listen, the bottom line is this. Hear me say that y'all are the reason why we do what we do. No matter where you catch the show, no matter how you catch the show, thank you that you catch the show, because you're the only reason why we do it. Mark from Athens texting in. Thank you, Mark. We checked on that. We're working the issue. He was talking about a technical thing. Scott from Athens says, I want to encourage all to make the I Am Charlie Kirk shirt loud and proud. And of course, Right Side Rough. Thank you very much, Scott. John from Huntsville says, Phil, spectacular monologue also. I just want to say, Phil, welcome back. And by the way, JP, I'm looking forward to your sports segment. I just want to let you know that I've already filled out my football picks for pick 'em groups.
He's on it.
There you go. You have to what, like 10 o'clock tonight to get it done or something?
Well, I guess until the games start tomorrow. But yeah, I'll have to do that later today.
So I can
beat John again this week, of course.
There is that. Scott from Ardmore says, Phil, howdy. Says Charlie Kirk was the best of us. I likened him to Daniel in the lion's den, and that was where he lived. He was a man of unapologetic faith and conviction. What a fine example he set for all of us. I have prayed for him and his family and will continue to do so. Thanks for the exceptional monologue, sir. Mean it. Scott from Ardmore. Scott, thank you very much, my friend. A couple more here real quick. Scott from Russellville says, incredible monologue. I was on a multinational air defense exercise in Sicily when I heard about the towers on 9/11. Listen to your show to learn about Charlie Kirk. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate your service, too, by the way. TC, Priceful, says, great message, Colonel, with a fist bump emoji. And then he says, Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Whom will go for us? And I said, here am I. Send me. Love that verse. One of my favorites. Kim from Athens says, I couldn't agree more. We are all charged in this moment to earn this. God help us if we don't answer the call. Kim, thanks. And it's one of those things that resonated with me hard when I was putting that monologue together. John from Harvest, long one, but he says, let's see if I can read it. He says, Phil, once again, I love the monologue and the scripture references. Might be a little bit long, but recent events, he says, are yet another reminder we live in a broken, corrupt world. Like C.S. Lewis said, it's like we're living in enemy territory. Jesus, who endured the cross, is very well acquainted with what the world is capable of. But as John's gospel says, Jesus came that we may have life and have it abundantly. And from John 15:11, Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be full. He said, but I also have to be reminded by Peter, where he writes to be prepared to give a defense of the gospel, and that's in me, but to do so with gentleness and reverence. That's 1 Peter 3:15, if I'm not mistaken. He said, yesterday I didn't feel like being very gentle, but proclaiming and defending the truth can still be done with a smile, which is often more effective. So ruffians put on the armor of God and continue to joyfully proclaim the truth. It's a great text, John, from Harvest. Thank you very much. And by the way, don't let anybody ever tell anybody what I used to be deluded to believe. I know for a fact, I accepted Christ in my teens. But then I was really kind of scared to commit to it for a while because I was afraid that I would be seen as like some kind of like softy, like somehow or another that made me less capable. I don't know, less ability to be assertive. And then I met some people in my life who had a dramatic impact. One of which, I'll say his name, was a guy named Dickie Stone. Dickie Stone was my young life leader when I was in high school and then became my young life team leader when I became a leader myself. And I used to say that Dickie Stone was the greatest combination of testosterone and Christianity I ever met. But I quickly learned, nope, if anything, all living for the Lord does is make me far more capable and game on. And you can still do it with reverence and respect, but you also have a steel to your spine, you know? You're standing on a rock. Brian S. from Huntsville says, can we get in touch with the prison in Utah where the assassin's being held and convince them to play the guy 16 hours of Charlie Kirk videos a day?
Yes. Give him life without parole, and then don't even give him attention. Just put Charlie Kirk on loop
on
every day.
Endless loop.
Yep.
Just play it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get to the point that he memorizes it. Has no choice. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay. You know what? I'm for that. I think that fits.
I may have to send that up the line.
You may have to. And then Jenkins from Snead, Alabama, says Charlie Kirk, he sent a meme, says Charlie Kirk wasn't killed for what he said. He was killed because the young people listened. That's a great point. That is a great point. If nobody listened, it wouldn't have been a thing.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah. They wouldn't try to take him out if he was just some nobody.
And that's exactly right. Hey, so I want to talk for a few minutes. By the way, coming up here in about 20 minutes, we're going to have a young lady on. Jenna Stewart is the president of the TPUSA, Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's organization. She's the president of the TPUSA chapter at University of Alabama. So we'll talk to Jenna and get her thoughts. Give us insight on what's happening with the chapter and what the mood is like on campus, that kind of thing. So, yeah, stand by for that one. It's going to be good. But I got this first section here I want to talk about. I called it Strength and Honor. Strength and Honor. I love the fact that, you know, it's I think one of the things that's really ticking some liberals off right now is the amount of acclaim and thankfulness and the eulogizing of the life fully lived of Charlie Kirk by the right. You know, I would say this. I'm not going to compare him to Jesus, but I will say this. I believe that when Christ was crucified, that Satan thought he was done. He thought he'd won something. He thought he'd gotten over. He had no idea what he'd done. He opened up a whole can of stuff that he had never planned on. I think in the worldly sense, not at all, like I said, comparing him to Jesus, but comparing the mode that we're in, I think what's happening right now is the amount of strength being drawn from the honor of his life and the honoring of his life that's happening right now has really got the left worried. JP and I were talking about some things in D.C. this morning. And the question was, I think it was you and I talking, wasn't it, about whether or not that's going to slow things down or because there's too many distractions in D.C. And one of us made the comment, it may actually move things faster.
You brought up the point. I was a little bit concerned, you know, because we just overcame this obstacle with getting around the Democrats blocking the nominations. And I was worried that if the heaviness of what has happened may slow things down a little bit in D.C. And then you said, on the contrary, it may actually speed things up because now we may just be re-energized to carry out the mission. So I hope that is the case.
Sort of like Remember the Alamo kind of thing, you know, just like, no.
We have our marching orders.
It's exactly right. We have our marching orders. You just need to get out of the way. But let's talk about some things that are happening that I think are actually very cool. So there's several, and one I forgot to pull the article for, so I'm going to just talk about it real quick. I don't know if you heard what Tucker Carlson did. JP, you can chime in if you want to, but Tucker Carlson... he has a company called Alp Pouches, ALP Pouches, Alp Pouches, Alp. It's like nicotine pouches. He and his company decided they were going to start a GiveSendGo account. Notice they didn't go to GoFundMe. They went to GiveSendGo, which is the Christian conservative version of GoFundMe, so to speak. And they wanted to do a fundraiser for Charlie Kirk's family and a continuation of his legacy. Tucker Carlson himself gave the first $1 million. $1 million. That's amazing. And that's an initial contribution of $1 million to a page that is right now raising money because he left behind Erica, his wife, and two young children. And he says, we want to rally together to provide security and stability for Charlie's loved ones. Now, I think Charlie was probably wealthy. I think TPUSA had done incredibly well. He'd written books. He's got all kinds of, you know, honorariums for speaking engagements or whatever else. But you never know. And what I do love, though, is it's not just like somebody needs to do something. No, Tucker said, we're going to raise as much money to support them. And we just contributed the first $1 million to it.
And by the way, as of today, that is at $3 million.
Is it total. Really?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, praise God. That's good. That's good, but that's strength and honor. That's people looking at the impact he had. And one of the things Charlene and I were talking about this morning, because I'll be honest with you, my first thought was, is the topic getting over-talked? Is it been enough? Do we need to slow the roll today? And I can't say that it has. And then I got to thinking, if I don't feel like it has, then it probably hasn't. Because I think I wind up having to, you know, because of the show prep and all I do and the nature of this show and having a business like this, I know that I spend as much, if not more, time steeped in all of this stuff as anybody. If anybody's going to get tired of it quicker, it might be me. I don't know. That's my thought. But I thought, you know what? We're not done yet. And then I got to thinking, one of the things I want to do is point out the legacy. I want to point out what's being said and done. And y'all, as I began to look into it, like that Tucker Carlson $1 million pledge, good Lord. And then we got the fact that the Vice President of the United States, I don't know if you've seen the post that J.D. Vance put up about his close friend, Charlie Kirk. He says that the idea of supporting Donald Trump, that Charlie Kirk is the one who convinced him. And then at the same time, getting into politics at all, to become a U.S. Senator and later Vice President, who knows, maybe a future president, followed a discussion he had with Charlie Kirk for advice. They were texting each other as recently as like within days of him being shot. They were close friends. And J.D. Vance, as Vice President of the United States, took Air Force Two, because the plane when he's on it is called Air Force Two, took Air Force Two to Utah to fly Charlie Kirk's body back and to escort the casket himself personally. I don't know that I've ever seen that in my lifetime. Ever. Then again, I don't know that I've ever seen in my lifetime an impactful person who was a close personal friend of a vice president get shot like this. But I don't know that I've ever seen this level of he was my friend and I have a platform and I'm going to use it to honor him is what we're seeing right now. So yeah, Vance gave a very touching tribute, and I may read part of it later. I'm not going to wind up having time right now, but that heartfelt tribute to Charlie Kirk. All you got to do is Google J.D. Vance tribute to Charlie Kirk. You'll find it, and in fact, I got a copy of it here on Fox. I saw it first on social media. Donald Trump Jr. says that he was like a brother to him. The whole Trump family were impacted by him. I mean, you're talking about a guy who, Charlene pointed out this morning, it's amazing how many relationships he formed and then never stepped away from. You know, sometimes when you get big, you get famous, you know, you stop kind of texting and calling and whatever. Don't forget where you came from, you know what I'm saying? He's still texting with Benjamin Netanyahu. He's out there texting with President Trump and Vice President Vance. And Secretary Rubio considered him a personal friend. And you look at this and go, my gosh. I said it earlier, he was like the Forrest Gump of conservative politics. Well, Donald Trump Jr. calls it a personal loss and says that he was like a brother to me. Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump Sr. Even said he was like another son. And Donald Trump Sr. has now said, the President of the United States has said, he will be honoring Charlie Kirk with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's huge. The last conservative that I know, you know, like a pundit style to get that was Rush Limbaugh. But this is the new one. And so he's saying Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, an inspiration to millions and millions of people. The date of the ceremony will be announced soon, but there will be a very big crowd. And I suspect that's true.
And yeah, I'll say this too, because I know we got to go to break. But yeah. I mean, his tweets too were always so concise and spot on, and it was always preaching the gospel. And one of his last tweets doing that, which have now gone viral, which was I think 2 or 3 days before the incident, it was just as simple as Jesus died so you can live, and that was it.
Bam.
That is the root of everything Charlie Kirk was about. He was so great at doing stuff like that.
Let's take it to a break, man. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I'll put a wrap on this. Here's the thing. I got a movie quote for you. Tim, you can tell where this came from. Tribe's greatness is figured on how mighty its enemies be. Well, I'll tell you about who considered Charlie Kirk to be an enemy. That'll tell you something about the greatness of his tribe. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we are indeed almost to the top of the hour. When we come back from the next break, just keep in mind, a young lady named Jenna Stewart, who is the president of the TPUSA chapter at the University of Alabama, will be on with us. And then halfway through the next hour, it's time for some Butters and Lee. So we're going to have a full slate laid on for you, so stand by for all of that. In the meantime, so right before the break, I threw out a movie quote. I am so prone to movie quotes. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me. They pop culture their way into my head and they stay there. But this is okay, JP. Mm-hmm. I've already spilled the beans. I talked to you before the show. It's once again a movie you haven't seen.
Sorry.
I will say this: the movie is almost three times as old as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, two and a half times as old.
Yeah.
I remember watching this movie at the old Whitesburg Drive-In Theater.
Oh, the Drive-In Theater that I hear all about.
Yes. I watched it at the old Whitesburg Drive-In Theater when I was probably six. anyway, there's a quote in the movie of Jeremiah Johnson. Jeremiah Johnson, great Mountain Man movie. Just love that. I mean, it was literally my favorite movie for many years. Still on my top list. A character named Del Q was looking at Jeremiah and he goes, "They say a tribe's greatness is figured on how mighty its enemies be." Well, okay. How about this article I've got from 1819 News? Charlie Kirk. I don't think that Charlie Kirk ever set out to make enemies. But people who don't like something that you say will automatically decide whether they're going to make themselves your enemy, and some do. And the interesting dynamic here is that Charlie Kirk's name is actually mentioned on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website in 38 different posts. They plastered his image all over stories that describe his Christian values and his questions about rule of law hateful. And in one report, they even titled it "The Year in Hate and Extremism 2024. They put his name in there 18 times. So the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, by the way, if you did not know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the biggest shyster organizations in the world, they live off of fear and liberal hate. I mean, that's what they do. They pour that over their cereal in the morning. They stoke themselves with it. They bathe in it. They relish it. The idea that the Southern Poverty Law Center is anything other than a shyster, hate-based organization would be silly. And they are, by the way, based out of Montgomery, Alabama. If you didn't know it, they're one of the biggest race baiter charlatan organizations out there among all of them. The SPLC. They've got so much money, y'all. Unbelievable amounts of money. And they actually offshore a bunch of it to keep it from being in a place where, you know, they can be held accountable to it. They've had a lot of problems with their own organization of late. Yeah. Internal strife. No, I thought they were like the harbinger of truth and goodness. No. Staff fights and all kinds of things happening. But right now, 1819 News reports that literally just in one day before Kirk was shot and killed, he was mentioned in the Montgomery-based SPLC's Hate Watch newsletter, which says things like, "The Southern Poverty Law Center works to dismantle white supremacy in public forums and online." It's just unreal. But yeah, a tribe's greatness is figured on how mighty its enemies be. There's one example of the fact that perhaps Charlie Kirk, TPUSA founder, had generated enough truth to where those who hate truth considered him an enemy. And all that did was just measure how successful he really was. We're going to come right back with Jenna Stewart, president of the TPUSA chapter at University of Alabama. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. Yeah, we're going to get you all the way to go home time. But right now, what I want to do is continue this conversation. I think it's important that, you know, that I speak into the moment, but I think it's also important that we have other voices that contribute. And there's someone on the line right now who I'm pretty excited to hear from just because of her connection to everything that we're discussing with Charlie Kirk. So Jenna Stewart is on the line right now. She's a senior at the University of Alabama. She is also the chapter president of Turning Point USA's Alabama chapter. So without further ado, let me just say, Jenna Stewart, welcome to Right Side Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making time. You and I connected yesterday by text. I reached out to someone who I thought might know, and they said, this is the one you need to talk to. Appreciate you making some time.
Yep, I'm glad that you have me.
Well, listen, I guess the first thing I want to ask is, what has been your own personal experience with TPUSA? You're obviously the chapter president right now. You've been involved for a while, or how did that all come about for you?
Yeah, I've actually been involved in Turning Point USA for a very long time. It's been a very large aspect of my identity now for as long as I can remember. I got involved back in high school about 6 or 7 years ago, and I joined my Turning Point chapter at my local high school, and I just really fell in love with the movement. And I came to school in Alabama, and the first thing I did when I got on campus was seek out my local Turning Point and get involved. And now I've been the chapter president for the past 2 years. And and I have met so many of my greatest friends through this and really built a community and all friends that work for Turning Point, that sort of thing. And yeah, it's been really great.
Well, that's so cool. And I want to ask you before we even get into the issues of what happened this week with Charlie, but what is it about Turning Point USA? For those who are of the uninitiated, who may not recognize, you know, what the organization does, or even the layers of it, like you said, high school, now college, and I know they got Turning Point Action. They've got, you know, there's all these different facets to it. What is it about being involved with Turning Point that wound up being beneficial to you? What'd you gain from it?
I think that it is just the feeling of knowing that you're a part of something that is changing the current climate of the world that we live in today. I think that it's really interesting, especially on a college campus. Politics and government and that sort of thing is very taboo to talk about. And being able to have those sort of conversations and open up the conversation and say, hey, maybe I don't agree with something that is going on my campus or locally within our local government or that sort of thing. It's very like educational, but as well, if we focus on free speech and more conservative values, such as, you know, small government and the Second Amendment and that sort of thing. So I think being able to become more educated on those type of topics and educate other people or at least open up that conversation has been really beneficial.
Well, I was talking yesterday with Senator Tuberville. And mm-hmm. in the course of our conversation, we were discussing, of course, what happened this week with Charlie Kirk, and I made the point, and he absolutely agreed. He said that there are maybe two or three people whose influence are part of what got Donald Trump reelected. You know, he named Elon Musk, of course. He named RFK Jr., but then he named Charlie Kirk. He really believes that Charlie Kirk was one of the absolute reasons why, with his movement, by the way, we are seeing Trump in the White House right now. Would you agree with that?
I completely agree with that statement. I think especially among younger conservatives that are around college age that are just now voting for the first time, I think that he had a huge impact on the vote and getting Donald Trump into the White House.
Well, so you're in your, I would imagine you're in your early 20s. Am I right when I say that?
That is correct.
Yeah, so you're in your early 20s. I'm sitting here with JP, our producer. I mean, I know where he stands, obviously. But my sense is that, A, there is a groundswell of what I would call Gen Z or younger conservatives. And I'd love you to give me your comments on that. But then secondly, I'd also like to know, what do you think the death of Charlie Kirk is going to do to that groundswell? So give me those thoughts.
I mean, I definitely think, especially seeing on Alabama, I feel like we are a pretty conservative campus. And so I already had that kind of community established when I came here. But I do think that the younger generations are waking up to this sort of woke movement that's been going on and saying, hey, I don't really agree with this. This isn't going to make our country better. And I think people are really starting to appreciate the freedoms that they have, and they want to fight for those freedoms because they are threatened by those things being taken away from them. And I think with the tragic death of Charlie Kirk, I think that people thought that this would silence us. I know that there was a swell after President Trump was shot when he was running before the election, and that kind of swayed the vote a little bit. And I think that this is similar, but also different and much more monumental. And I, to quote something that Charlie Kirk said recently, he said, if you eliminate me, others will rise with louder voices. And I think that, we're seeing that already. And I think that the movement is just going to become louder and angrier. And I think that it's a good thing, and it will be a good thing for the conservative movement.
Well, that's huge to hear, because what I don't want to see is that people back off or cow down, because that would mean that they won. So let me ask you, obviously you're a chapter president. First of all, have you ever met Charlie Kirk personally? Did you have a chance to get to see him or meet him personally?
I have met him personally a few times. I have attended frequent Turning Point events in the past, and I have many friends that were close with him. My sister actually worked for him for about 3 years.
Wow.
So very close to the situation.
Well, that being said, talk to me about where you were, what you heard when you first heard the news, and what has been the sentiment among your peers on the campus. What's the mood for you and them?
I think that it is a very scary time that we're in right now, just because not many of us really know what is happening. I know exactly where I was when I found out about it. I found out about 2 minutes after it happened. I had somebody text me and say, did you see that Charlie Kirk got shot? And then the next 3 hours, my phone was blowing up and everybody asking if I'm okay, if I know what happened. And unfortunately, with this being such a public assassination with videos circulating online, I think it's been very solemn on campus. You walk around campus and the frat houses that we have banners hanging up saying, pray for the Kirks. And there's flowers by our Denny Chimes memorializing them. And there's been people praying for his family and his loved ones. So it's really interesting, but also we've kind of formed a community through it.
Well, I think that's huge. And that sense of community is exactly what I think he would expect. That being said, has the organization put out anything to you? Have you gotten like any updates as a chapter president from TPUSA Direct, sort of giving you insights or thoughts or anything?
We definitely have had direct communication with the higher ups within the company. We have local field reps that work with us through everything, and they've been just reaching out to us, making sure we are okay. And they told us, you know, this isn't over. Charlie would want us to continue on with the work that he does. We lead with grace, walk in humility, and stand firm on truth. And that's going to continue. The mission isn't done. The fight is not over, and this doesn't end.
Well, I don't know what to add to that. I mean, that's like exactly what I would want to hear. That's the message right there. And Jenna, look, I want to stay in touch on this. I'd love to have you back on the show more often. Because I do think I'm an old guy, right? I'm a gray beard. I'm sitting here right now with a microphone in. I'm a granddaddy now, so I got a whole new phase of life. But you and JP here in the studio and others like you, y'all are absolutely the future of the cause. And actually, you're not. You know what? You are the cause. You're currently the cause. So thank you for what you do. Thank you for your position there with TPUSA. I know you're a senior, so, you know, I look forward to what you're going to do in life next, but we'll have you back on again sometime soon. All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. Well, that was encouraging. That was awesome. Listen, they're out there. They really are. I mean, I'd love to say JP's a one-off, but there's others like him.
I can assure you I'm not. I promise you there's many of us in the fight. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, man. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. We will take that break. We'll come right back. I got a ton of text messages I got to catch up on. You guys are amazing. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I don't think I've even said the number yet, and my text lines are filled up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Let me go to the phones real quick. I got people holding on to a couple of lines here. Let me grab the first one. Wolverine Dan, line one. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Very well. Well, somewhat well. You know, I think we need to understand something. that we really, like you said about a minute or two ago, that guys our age, and I'm almost 70 years old, I don't have the energy for crying out loud sometimes just to wake up in the morning. And it, we need to find somebody that can take the torch from Charlie and keep going on and doing his message that he said he was doing, which was good work, okay?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is this. It starts with baby steps. I had a package that I had to return. A gentleman didn't have his barcode. I was at an Amazon facility, and he couldn't get it done, and the line kept building, and he actually was nice enough to walk away from the line and say, you guys go ahead. And I actually walked out and said, thank you, shook his hand, and I appreciate that. It's small steps like that. That's what God wanted us to do, yeah. Be kind to each other. And then you get a message from the governor from Utah says we should take the off-ramp when it comes to this violence and hating each other. Phil, we should take the off-ramp. We should take the off-ramp, find a place to park the car, and get out of the car and come to a common ground, Phil. This has got to stop. This is way too far. That's the point I'm trying to say. And please, I want people to figure this out, both sides, before I leave this world. That means a lot to me.
I would agree with a lot of what you just said there, except that I don't know that we'll get there 100% until Jesus comes back. You know what I'm saying? It's an imperfect world and too many imperfect people in it. And I don't mean that to say, we can't try. Absolutely, we need to do 100% of what we can for the discourse.
What gets me through it, and in my closing, is God and His Son that gave up His life for me.
There you go.
Without that, I have nothing.
Dan, appreciate you, man. As always, stay in the fight, brother. Let me go before I run out of time. I got line two, Dustin from Hillsborough. Hey, Dustin, how you doing?
I'm good.
Got a little bit of garble on your phone. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, well, we'll get it. Go ahead.
I was over to JP yesterday, and I need to tell that it was heavy, and I wanted to offer just a little bit of advice. If him and people of his generation are going to take over, let's prove it.
Hey, Dustin, I hate to do this, man, but I'm going to have to go ahead and get you to call back in because we cannot you're garbled as you're coming through.
I just refreshed it to see if it's something better.
All right, so he's going to call back in right now, or is he on?
He's still on. Try again, Dustin.
Nope. Yeah. Dustin, hey, listen, man, I can't do that to the audience. I hate it, but your phone call is coming in real garbled. We'll have to catch you another time, or you can call back in right away. We'll see if we can get you on before we go to the break. Let me get a few text messages real quick, and if you would just refresh it one more time, man, before he calls back in. Matt Madison says, I want to advocate for the person that offered up Charlie Kirk videos on an endless loop. I love that idea. At 22, that piece of garbage is a long time to listen. No doubt. Penny from Athens says, no more income generated by Turning Point USA. However, President Trump wants TPUSA to continue. No more income generated? What does that
mean? Read the text before it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. There were two texts. Phil, Graham Allen and Charlie Kirk were friends. Graham said the other day that the way some contracts are, that when it's circumstances like this, that no more income will be generated for his family. I'm not sure how that works, but I'm glad people are trying to keep Erica and the children not to have to worry about finances. Bless them all. Okay, I see what you're saying. And I get that. No more income generate. Well, see, he's going to have residuals, and I guarantee you that organization is not going to leave them penniless. And I suspect he's also got things like book deals and other things that are still paying out. So they are going to be well, but I'm also really stoked about the Give, Send, Go account that Tucker Carlson started on his behalf. Is Dustin back on the line?
We'll try it one more time.
Dustin, how you doing? We see if we can get you this time.
How do I sound now?
Perfect.
Do I sound better?
Perfect.
Okay, great. I'm in a steel mill, so you never know what happens here. But I listened to JP's show yesterday, the hour he had.
Yeah.
And I could tell he was angry, which is understandable. And I just wanted some advice to the folks like him, who are going to take over and stand up in this new position. One, vengeance belongs to God. That's the number one thing. So we're not out for vengeance. So in your anger, try to quell that and knock that down. And number two thing is time to go to school. Time to learn scripture. Put it on your hearts. Memorize it so you can just spout it off at a moment's notice. Same thing with history. Same thing with our founders and what they said. Because you're going to get into these debates. And if you've ever noticed, an expert can talk about the subject they're an expert on endlessly, and they win people over because they don't miss a beat. So it's time to go to school. It's time to get into the book and start learning scripture, learning history, learning what the other side does. And the final thing they've got to do is they got to learn themselves. If you're a hothead, you got to learn what sets you off, so that when you get into the debate, that part of you doesn't come out. The kindness that Charlie had is what came out and people talk about the most. But he had a way of getting to people really just by winning their heart. And that's what won them over, because he wasn't there to destroy them. He was there to change their mind. And that's what we want to do, is change their mind.
Hey, Dustin, man, I'm so glad you got the phone lines thing worked out. We appreciate the call, and stay on the fight, man. We'll talk again soon. So thank you very much. That was a good word. That was a real good word. And I don't, by the way, I will just go ahead and speak on JP's behalf. I won't make you do it yourself, but I think you're already doing those things. I know that firsthand and personally, but I do think that was there was some wisdom in that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I even said it in my monologue yesterday. We're not going to fight with the sword, because we're not cowards like they are. That's my generation will be louder with our voices, and all these people with a call to action. That call to action is not a call to violence. It's 100% a call to do what Charlie did, and then even ramp that up to be louder and louder. Yeah. So agree 100%. And I hope nobody in our generation calls for violence. That's not the answer to it at all.
I think what I heard a minute ago that Jenna Stewart almost got to me, really. She said there are... there's a memorial by the Denny Chimes and frat houses with banners saying, pray for the Kirk family.
Yeah.
And I saw where the governor of Utah said, I'd like to point out that nobody burned down any buildings after this happened.
Yep. That's 100% true.
All right. We're coming right back with some Butters and Lee. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.